This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double-barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Our friend Mark Walter is back with us, host of Armed American Radio and spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation as well. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me on. Good morning, Kim. You look a little different than you did when I was on a couple weeks ago. Glad to see you back.
Morning.
Yeah, it's thank you for that. You know, I reported this last week, but I've been anxious to have you on to talk about it. And that is the fact that the Second Amendment Foundation was involved in this case challenging these FOID mandates in Illinois. I don't understand how this thing has stood for as many years as it has, but it's about time for a judge to step up and say, this isn't right.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened in the Illinois case. First off, for listeners, let's explain what a FOID card is. It's firearms owner identification card. So in Illinois, you have to get and pass a background check and pay to get a card that says you can then go buy a gun. And then you have to pass a background check for the gun. Then if you want to carry it, you have to pass a background check and get a CCL. So it's a three-step process. But this case deals with a gun in a home owned by a woman who did not have a FOID card. And this case has bopped around through the courts. It's been to the Illinois Supreme Court twice. But it was all pre-Bruin decision. So now post-Bruin, the Illinois Supreme Court remanded it back, and it was now being revisited. So there's three instances in this case that are fascinating. The first one is whether the individual's conduct is protected by the Second Amendment. And the Supreme Court previously noted in Heller and in Bruin that the people who are protected by the Second Amendment are law-abiding, responsible citizens. So Illinois argued that the defendant is not protected by the Second Amendment because she is not a law-abiding, responsible citizen because she didn't bow to the state and get a FOID card. So they set her up to be a criminal. Okay.
Wow.
So the state reasoned that because the defendant failed to apply and obtain the FOID card and possess a firearm, she is no longer law-abiding. Therefore, her owning a gun in her own home, which you have to go back to 2008 Heller decision, said was protected by the Second Amendment, and it did not mention anything about having an owner's identification card. So the state set her up to be a criminal. And the judge in the case, and I quote, said that reasoning would exclude every person who fails or refuses to comply with even the most draconian gun legislation from challenging its constitutionality, because they would no longer be considered law-abiding citizens. They would be considered to fall outside the scope of the group of people protected by the Second Amendment, which, of course, the judge went on to say would open the floodgates for the government to pass the most restrictive gun laws while limiting the number of people who could challenge them, which eventually would mean everybody would eventually be disarmed. So the burden now shifts, because of the Bruin decision, to the government, who is now forced to have to demonstrate that the regulation, the FOID card, Mark, is now consistent with the nation's historical traditional firearm regulation. And that's quoting from Bruin. And because the judge is intelligent and using common sense, found that the FOID Act is relatively recent vintage and was acted in 1967. Therefore, there's no historical analog to the act, making Illinois' FOID card unconstitutional. So here we go all the way back around to why the Bruin decision was so important.
Yes.
And guys, what this is just proof. Illinois literally puts these regulations in place so that they can turn you into a criminal to later go after you if they want to. But here's something interesting about the case. How did the state know that she had a .22 rifle in her home? Well, the defendant's, I guess, husband notified police that she had a gun in the house and had fired the gun in the home. Cops showed up. There was no evidence the gun was fired. No one else in the house heard a gunshot. The gun was tested. There was no residue. So you have to wonder, it begs the question, why did this guy call her? Why? Because he probably knew he wanted to. Yeah, they might have been arguing. Educated guess here. No other reason. Why would you call the cops on your wife if you weren't? Something like that. He just wanted to get her in trouble because he knew she didn't have a FOID card, claimed the gun was fired. So what did they do? They got there and said, no, this gun wasn't fired. Oh, do you have a FOID card? You don't? Well, you're under arrest. Come with us. And boom, this case has been bopping around for years. This is evidence of overreaching. This is what this is what they have in store for you. They
yes.
would do this to everyone, and it should frighten all Americans. Thank God for the Bruin decision.
You talk about overreaching. The other story I found that caught my attention on SAF.org was talking about how the foundation is suing the state of Massachusetts over its gun ban, which basically bans adults ages 18 to 20 from having, I guess it would be, was it any semi-automatic or any type of gun? It seems crazy to me, because how are you able to fight in the military with that, but then all of a sudden you can't have one in your own home?
Yeah, that's exactly. I'm glad you brought up the Massachusetts case. I've been talking about this one for quite a while. This is the sixth or seventh case of its kind where the Second Amendment Foundation has sued to protect the rights of 18 to 20-year-olds, including state. Now, they didn't file the case in Florida, but, of course, this was the concern with Pam Bondi. It kind of goes hand in hand with Massachusetts because Pam Bondi vocally supported the Parkland bill after that tragedy in 2018 on February 14th, 7 years ago, when, of course, she supported part of that Parkland bill, two provisions that she supported. One was red flags, and the other was the state banning 18 to 20-year-olds from possessing firearms. So the Second Amendment Foundation has sued over seven times. And the strategy here, so that you know, is to get the rifts in the circuit courts, the splits in the circuit courts, to eventually get one of these cases to the Supreme Court. It is patently insane that an 18-year-old who can enter any legal contract, get married, buy a business, go bankrupt, become a felon, anything, cannot possess a firearm as an adult at 18. Now, I have a solution for that. And when you talk about the David Hoggs and all these other little wimpy beta males who somehow claim that guns are so bad and 18 to 20-year-olds shouldn't possess them, well, you're at 18, you're an adult at 18 legally, but you can't drink till you're 21. When I was 18, you could drink because that was a law. It's a man-made law. So I would suggest you're 18 to 20 and don't want to possess a gun, then you make the determination as to when you want to become an adult. I'm going to sign a proclamation that says I'm going to be a legal adult at 21. Then you have no benefits between 18. Make it your choice.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
What you want to do. That's an option, right? Make it your choice.
Yeah.
You can't go into the military. You can't get married. You can't be an adult. You can't drive. I don't care what it is. You make that decision. That's how absurd these laws are, and these are the decisions that people have to make. So the Second Amendment Foundation doing God's work out there and suing these states into compliance, and eventually one of these will get to the Supreme Court. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen overnight because the courts move slow. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to make you seem old or anything, Mark, but like I was the same way. At 18, you could get 3.2% alcohol beer in Ohio. You could buy 3.2 beer at 18.
When did they change that?
It was years ago. And then I went away to college, and in Kentucky, where I went to school, it was 21. So that was a shock to the system. So I had to join a fraternity so I could still get beer.
Well, but you weren't driving. You were taking your covered wagon, right?
Well, yeah. Thank you, Kim. Wow.
Well, it didn't matter because you were in Kentucky. You just make your own moonshine.
Yeah, thank you. I was making my own bourbon down there back then. Mark Walters, your great brother. Keep up the great work. Tell people where they can listen to the show.
Yeah, armedamericanradio.com every Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock Central, every Sunday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Central. And you can read all about it at armedamericanradio.com and Armed American News. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Yep. Keep up the great work. Mark Walters there, host of Armed American Radio. Great job. Yep. The covered wagon. Take a covered wagon. It's like a mule.
Did you worry about dying from dysentery, kind of like the Oregon Trail?
Those were the days. And you could drink twice as many beers because it only had half the alcohol. I mean, it was
yeah, they have
thing.
What, 5% now?
That's not I'm how math kidding. Works.
I know, Carl.
It's girl math.
It was a joke.
Doesn't really
a
make sense.
A bad joke, but it was a joke nonetheless.
Get more at 971talk.com. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.